At the end of the first Mishnah, Masechta Kinim on Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, the Mishnah explains, "Eis a nether. What is the definition of a nether? Ha'ima realize oila. If somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a carbon oila. Eis in the dava, and then continues the Mishnah to say, what is considered in a dava? Ha'ima harezu oila. He identifies a specific animal and says that this animal should be an oila. Ask the Mishnah, Ma bein nedarim u'nedavos? And what is the difference between a nether and a dava? Says the Mishnah, so nedarim, by a nether, if somebody made a nether and he designated an animal as fulfillment of that nether, imesu u'nignavu, if the animal died or was stolen, so chai b'chariusa, he has to replace that animal. Because since he said haray alai, he took it upon himself. So he has that personal obligation, no matter what. Whereas, if he said in the dova, where he said this specific animal, and then if this animal something happens to, meso and nignavu, if they die or stolen, and a chayv b'chiyosin, he need not replace that animal. So although, unfortunately, we don't have a base of Migdash, so we don't have the ability to be Magdash animals for Kabbanis, but we, Baruch Hashem, are Magdash money for Tzedakah. And therefore, there are questions that come up. If somebody designates money for Tzedakah, what's the, and that money gets lost, what's the halacha? So, the halacha is that the same distinction that our Mishnah makes between if you use the words harei zu or you use the word harei olai would apply by tzedakah as well. How, now the question is, what happens if I took upon myself to give money for tzedakah and now, but however, once I give the money to the tzedakah, I designate I'm giving money to a poor person. The halacha is I have no longer any responsibility. And actually, this halacha goes even a step further. Because not only if I actually gave the money to the person who I said I'm going to give the money to, am I no longer responsible? Because that's sort of easy to understand because I fulfilled my obligation. But what happens if I gave money to the gabbai of the tzedakah who hasn't yet delivered that money to the aniyim? Is the gabbai responsible? So the sma in Chosh Mishpat Simon Shin Aleph gives two reasons why a gabbai tzedakah would not be held responsible. One is that if I leave money by a shomer, so there's a level of responsibility that the shomer has, and there's a level of responsibility that I still have. However, when I left money with the gabbai, I didn't appoint him as a shomer, because the definition of a shomer is that I give him something with the understanding that he's going to return it to me. Here I don't expect any return. And therefore, the gabbai is not considered a shomer. What about the aniyim? Since I did not specify one any a certain ani, so this money becomes mamon shein lo toivim. And therefore, if the gabbai chas v'sham lost that money, the halach is that the gabbai is also not going to be held responsible because it's mamon shein lo toivim. And therefore, the halacha changes that if instead of saying to the gabbai, I'm giving you money for tzedakah and distribute it as you see, but I told him to give it to a specific individual, so now the gabbai becomes responsible. Because now it's mamon shiyesh lo toivin. There's this specific oni that's going to be asking for the money. So now the Gabbai did become a Shomer. Not a Shomer for me. He became a Shomer for the Oni. But there's Bechloikus what type of a Shomer he is. Is he a Shomer Socher or is he a Shomer Chinam? We know in Halacha, we learned the Masech Baba Metzia, Parshas Mishpatim, there are differences in Halacha between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socher. A Shomer Chinam is only Chayiv for Pshia if he was negligent. A Shomer Socher is Chayiv for Gneva Vaveda if it was stolen and lost as well. And it's interesting that it seems to be a machlokes rishonim. What level of responsibility the Gabbai has. And I saw from the Noida Behuda that he says a very beautiful explanation and this machlokes, that there's really no machlokes. He explains why indeed is the Gabbai, what would make the Gabbai into Shomer Socher? So he says there's a concept of Prutah d'Rabbi Yosef. Prutah d'Rabbi Yosef means that there's a halacha, oisip b'mitzvah, is part of a mitzvah. If I'm doing a mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah. So this Gabbai is potter. If somebody comes to collect tzedakah from him, he could say, I'm busy. I'm being a shomer. And because I'm busy being a shomer, I don't have to give tzedakah now. And therefore, he benefits from being the Gabbai. That's called in Shas. That makes him into a Shomer Socher. He's seeing benefit. And throughout Shas, that's called Prutah d'Rabbi Yosef. So, the Noda Behuda explains. He says, it matters what is the Gabbai watching. If he's watching money, so money is really not, you know, we have to say one more word. You only could say oisu mitzvah patur min a mitzvah if actually you're busy with the mitzvah. You can't say oisu mitzvah patur min a mitzvah and be forever patur from tzedakah because I'm watching something. So now explain to Noda Behuda. If he's watching money, the Gabbai was given money by somebody. So says the Noda Behuda, that doesn't really represent that the Gabbai is busy. You just have to put the money in your wallet, in your drawer. And therefore, he's not benefiting from being a Gabbai. And therefore, we don't say, Oisip b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and he'll be a Shomer Chinam. But if he's watching something which takes attention, so there he's benefiting, because there we'll be able to say, Prutah d'Rabbi Yosef, we'll be able to say, Oisip b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and there he'd be considered a Shomer Socher. Mm-hmm. However, certainly if the Gabbai gave the money away if the Gabbai used the money, the halacha we found at the end of Masechta Me'ila is that if a Gabbai has money, he's allowed to use it. But then once he gave it away, so then once the Gabbai gives it away, with permissibly, then the Gabbai becomes a loiva. And a loiva has a very high level of responsibility. Moreover, if the Gabbai gave the money to someone else to watch, so that person is not a Gabbai. That person is a Shomer. And therefore, all the halachas of Shomer, whatever type of Shomer the Gabbai appointed this person to be, would apply. And he'll be responsible. If someone made a neder by a mishaberich that he got an aliyah in shul, and someone else pay his choy for him, very commonly asked question. Someone's son or son-in-law comes to visit him for Shabbos, and he gets an aliyah, and he promises tzedakah when he gets the aliyah, and his father-in-law paid on his behalf without his knowledge. It's not so simple that the father, he was yoytze his chiyuv, because I took it upon myself to give this money, and someone else can't do it for me. Although the Paiskim do say that we find throughout Shas that people gave kabbonis on behalf of other people. Certainly, the halach is if I owe money and somebody pays on my behalf, then the loan is considered paid. Why would here be different? So the Paiskim want to say, based on a Tshuvas Oneg Yontif, that staka is a personal responsibility. And just like someone else can't wear tefillin on my behalf, somebody can't wear tefillin on my behalf, the halacha is that somebody can't give staka on my behalf. And therefore, they want to suggest that maybe someone else can't give. Most poskim say someone else can't pay. Certainly the halacha is that somebody paid on my behalf. And then the person hears our shear that you really should pay on your own behalf. At that point, the halacha is, that the first person who paid is entitled to get his money back. If somebody promised, for example, that he would marry off a Yosem, a Yosoima, and then he lost his money and he can't afford that, or the cost of making a wedding went up considerably, the halacha is that if he doesn't have to fulfill his obligation, he doesn't have to fulfill his obligation at that point. That's the psak for the Shalos Tshuvos, Imre Yosher, Chelek Beis, Simon Tzadik Ches. And moreover, he says, that let's say the only thing that this person is left with is karka. He doesn't have to sell his real estate. However, there are poskim that the Masham that says, and the reason is, a reason that we have B'chol HaTorah Kula, Oynes Rachmona Patre. However, the Masham disagrees, and he says that there's no concept of Oynes Rachmona Patre by Tztaka, and therefore what should be done, says the Masham, even though this is not something that we normally do by tztaka, is he should do a Taurus Nadarim, and like that he'll be fine, and he won't have. And again, it's not something that he should do. The halach is under these circumstances that we could rely on Taurus Nadarim.